Welcome back. I'm Camille, and this is Heal with Camille podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about why we pick the relationships we pick. I just talked to a beautiful young lady, and her father left when she was 3 years old. He had some abuse issues as a child and got on drugs and was self-medicating, needed some major therapy, but didn't get therapy. So her whole life, she's only 16, 17 now, but her whole life, he was pretty much in and out of drug rehabs or in and out of her life, really. So he was self-medicating over some trauma as a kid. And, you know, he's still in her life and she loves him, but she doesn't really get real with him. She doesn't tell him the truth. She doesn't call him on his crap because he's going to leave her. And her number one concern in relationships is abandonment. And she's got a boyfriend and this boyfriend cheats on her. He makes her doubt herself. He's not so kind, but she stays because what's her number one issue? Being abandoned. She doesn't want to be left behind, doesn't want to be walked out on. And I ask her, well, why would you think that that's okay? She doesn't know. I mean, her friends are even like, why are you putting up with this guy? He's, you know, not good for you. And she recently met this really, really great guy who adores her, treats her well, you know, gets her food even when she doesn't feel good, opens her door. And so she started dating somebody really, truly who was on awesome with her. And the ex-boyfriend who typically she goes back and forth with over the last 4 years, calls her. He's really upset. He wants to get her back. And so what does she do? She goes back with him and breaks this new guy's heart. Oh, it was tragic. So I'm sitting with her and she comes in today and she's just upset and she's beside herself. She doesn't know why she does what she does. And I said, okay, let's really look at the source of the problem. And this is probably true for a lot of people out there, is they don't know why they're with the people they're with. They just have this unconscious urge to go back. So when her new boyfriend started taking her out, treating her well, the old boyfriend got jealous and thought, well, I want to get her back. And so he calls, turns on the charm. He's tearful. He's upset. He waterworks. He's, you know, he's doing everything he can to get her back. So she goes back because she's finally hearing everything she's always wanted to hear from him. And so she goes back and, you know, within a few days, you know, he's dismissive. He's rude. He's spending more time with his friends than he is her. He can't pick up her phone calls. He doesn't return her text. So here we are again. And she's so mad. And she's hurt this other new boyfriend. She's hurt him. So she comes in to see me today. And I said, well, you made a mistake. What was the mistake? And she realizes, but she doesn't feel right. She really likes this new guy, but she doesn't feel right. So I said, let's look at who you become with old boyfriend. And let's look at who you become with new boyfriend. And who do you turn into when you're with the old boyfriend? This is who she's been dating for 3 or 4 years. Well, she's, you know, defensive. She's angry. She's frustrated. She doesn't get to be self-expressed. They don't talk. They, you know, he doesn't listen. He has cheated on her numerous times, but, you know, he's got problems. And so she can accept that. She can forgive that. And all her friends think they hate him. And, you know, he's kind of a, you know, user and he doesn't love her. And so she's putting up with what she doesn't deserve. And I say to her, who does he remind you of? Well, most people probably already know who he reminds her of. But when it dawns on that person, when you ask that question, who is this person reminding you of that you're putting up with? You know, if you're in somewhat of an uneven relationship, an imbalanced relationship, you know, who does that person remind you of? Well, it reminds her of her father. She said, probably my dad. And I said, so who do you have to be to make this relationship work? So she has to not fight with him, not say things, hold things in. She can't go with her friends all the time. She has to wait around for him. She has to put up with him lying to her or cheating on her. He has a temper. She has to be quiet. She can't egg him on. So there's all these things that she has to be inside. She has to hold things in. She can't be self-expressed. She can't have her needs met. She can't have concerns. If she brings things up, then she's called names. So she has to really hold herself in, and she's almost in a way babying him. So I said, what is the worst thing that's going to happen if you get your needs met or if you ask for him to talk to you or tell him the truth of how you feel? Well, he's going to leave me. Okay, so when have you been left before? And that's when the tears come. Well, age 3, what happened? Dad left. So then I ask her, well, how did you get dad to do that? You're 3. What did you do wrong? I mean, at age 3, you know, what can you do to make your daddy leave at age 3? Now, logically, you know, there's probably not much a 3-year-old can do except for be a 3-year-old that will get an adult to leave. That's just not logical. It's not even, you know, it just doesn't sound right. So she understands that, you know, she understands that she really probably couldn't do anything logically, but emotionally, it was personal when Daddy left. It was personal to her. She did take it personal. She did feel rejected. And, you know, now recently Dad's come out and told, you know, the mom that he was really desperately dealing with some abuse issues he never had dealt with. And when he starts having children and he's reminded of his childhood, back when she was three, he was running to make himself feel better through drugs and alcohol. And he didn't want to do that around the children. So he left the family to deal with his demons and has been dealing with them for the last 15 years. So I said, this guy's obviously left to deal with something, but it wasn't your fault. And when mom came out and said, yeah, he was dealing with some abuse issues, for her to have that validation that it really wasn't about her that he left. She finally saw that today. But she literally treats this boyfriend, this old boyfriend, like she treats her father. She walks on eggshells. She babies him. She makes excuses for him. He can do no wrong. He can do anything he wants to her as long as he doesn't leave her and abandon her. So I pointed this out. I said, so you become basically his parent. You know, you're like his mommy or big sister or, you know, his enabler. I mean, it's like someone, you know, you're his counselor, you're his best friend. And what is he for you? You know, what are you getting out of this relationship? Well, he's just not leaving her. I said, well, okay, so he's just not doing what your dad did. So we worked through all of this emotion and she just started crying. She realized that she was literally reliving the relationship with Dad with this boyfriend she's had in her life for 4 years. It's a long relationship when you're only 16 years old. And the manipulation and the back and forth, and she can't hold him accountable. Like, she's getting nothing out of their relationship except for that he won't leave her. He won't ever leave her alone, which I said, the solution to your pain right now is he needs to leave. He needs to leave your life so you can heal this wound and start working on your recovery. And what's her recovery? Well, her recovery is dealing with the impact of being a child of an addict, a child of an alcoholic. And that isn't a, you know, a sentence forever. You know, you can work through that. There's workbooks online. You know, there's ACOA, Adult Children of Alcoholics, and you can say Adult Children of Addicts. But there's a lot of workbooks online you can get on Amazon that are $12, $13, $14, and you can work through your issues in these workbooks. So it doesn't have to cost a fortune in therapy. But there's an impact when you have an addict for a parent because you become the adult. They're the child. You're the responsible one. You're managing their emotions. You're anticipating your parents' needs when you're a child of an addict or an alcoholic. So it isn't about you. You quit being the child with them. So I start showing all of these things to her today, and I just start pointing out that this is what you're doing is you're basically trying to raise this boyfriend, trying to help him see and help him grow. Yet you're the one getting hurt, and he's not being faithful. He's not honoring you. This isn't a relationship. This isn't a boyfriend. This is basically your father. So, you know, subconsciously, this is your dad, and you're treating, you know, him like you treat your father. And so I asked her about the relationship she had with her father and how that goes. And the relationship with her father, he, you know, he jokes things away. He makes fun of stuff. He's the fun guy. He's the fun guy. And pretty much, you know, all of the children don't talk in a serious way with his father because they're all terrified. If it gets too heavy, he'll leave. He'll leave them again. And now he's kind of back in their lives a little bit. He's got a new relationship. He's more stable. So they're terrified to bring up their pain or their concerns. So they're not, you know, able to really deal with anything with him because they don't want him to leave again. And if you've, you know, if this is you out there, if you have a history of addiction, if you've got history of leaving the children to deal with something you needed to deal with, your kids may be terrified to bring this up with you. They may be terrified to state that they were hurt or wounded or angry with you that you left and they didn't understand it. So they blame themselves. They made it about them. And it's normal behavior. But if you are the person that left, you probably need to request that communication so your child can heal that wound because they're going to be careful around you. They're not going to do anything or say anything that's going to make you leave again. That's what their biggest fear is. And now they're going to do that with other relationships too, because they were abandoned by you, if this is you, and they're terrified that they're going to be abandoned again. So they're going to be on their best behavior. They're pleasers. They'll make sure that they do the right thing, say the right thing, tolerate everything, put up with everything. They're the people that you can do anything you want to me. Just don't leave me. But that's not healthy, is it? You don't want your daughter to be putting up with anything from a guy as long as he doesn't leave her. You don't want your son to be putting up with anything from a girl. Just don't leave me. This puts them in a position where they're helpless and powerless because their greatest fear is to be abandoned. Yet the solution to the problem is that they be abandoned, because sometimes these relationships need to end so that they can actually finally heal. So where we got today with this young, beautiful girl is she realized that she went back to her old boyfriend, hurt the new boyfriend who adores her. And again, it's a new relationship. They weren't, you know, seriously dating, but it was a long enough relationship where she realized this guy's going to treat her radically different. And I said, you know, you can only be loved as much as you love yourself. And if you're a child of an addict or an alcoholic, the truth is you can only be loved as much as you love yourself. And that's probably true for most people, even if you don't have an addict or alcoholic for a parent. But we can only be loved as much as we love ourselves. So if you want to really look at your relationships and see if you're in a healthy relationship, you have to see who you turn into when you're in someone's space. So I said, look at you when you're with your old boyfriend. Who do you turn into? And look at you when you're with the new boyfriend. Who do you turn into? How do you feel about yourself? And she started noticing that she doubts herself with the old boyfriend, and she is critical of herself, and she looks in the mirror, and she's changing her clothes multiple times. She just doesn't feel good about herself. And he has cheated on her, so he's the one that took her virginity. And so she feels like she's obligated in a way, and this is a thing. I mean, young women that give their virginity to these boys, that's who they want. They're not promiscuous. This was a special moment. This is a special thing. And they are heavily invested in these relationships. So this is her too. She's heavily invested in this relationship. She doesn't want to walk away from that. And I said, well, you're not going to get that back. And you can look at the good that you've had in this relationship, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be in a healthier space if you stay. So just really looking at how this old boyfriend reminds her of her father. And I said, okay, let's look at how he reminds you of your dad and what's similar, what's different, what's similar, what's different. And just going back and forth for her to realize that this is, you know, she becomes a little girl with no boundaries, with no say. She's desperate for his approval, desperate for his love and attention. And with this new relationship, he's looking to her, well, what do you want? You know, where do you want to go? Where can I take you? How can I make you happy? What would you like to eat? He's looking to her to actually please her and make her happy. He wants to be her man. He wants to generate things for her. But she has to decide these things. She doesn't know what she wants. She's never actually, you know, had to deal with or be with someone that wants to make her happy. So this is new for her. And I think it scared her. She felt, in a way, in over her head, like, oh my gosh, I got to do some work on myself to really figure me out. Because she's been in this really codependent, dysfunctional relationship with this old boyfriend that's just not healthy for her. And now she realizes, okay, if I'm going to leave him and improve myself and better myself, I've got to figure out what I do want, what does work for me. And I said to her, I don't know if you're relationship ready. So you're 16 and you're going to end this 4-year relationship. You may need some time in between boyfriends, but how about you clean up your mess with the new boyfriend? That may look like you have to say you're sorry, because she broke this kid's heart. You know, he was really into her, and she talked to him. She said, I'm going to go back to my old boyfriend. And, you know, and it just really broke this guy's heart. And then she feels bad now. She just can't get over it. She's angry. She's so mad at him. She's mad at herself. But all of this stuff she needed to process through, because she didn't realize what she was really doing. And she doesn't feel worthy to be honored. She doesn't even know what that meant. You know, she was just literally with this boy that really, truly reminded her of her dad. And she got to be a little girl, which was unaccountable. He called the shots. He told her what to do, told her how to dress, told her how to think, told her what to think, told her what to say, told her when, you know, he was going to see her. She was bossed around, basically. And not that she has to become the boss of a man, but she needs to become the boss of herself. And I asked her, if you chose for you, who would you choose? What would you choose? And, you know, I said, I think it's time for you to choose for yourself in every relationship. So she's choosing to leave the old behind. She's choosing to have a real conversation with her father about, you know, what it did to her to have him out of her life since she was 3, or back and forth, and how she's guarded and careful and doesn't tell him the truth, holds back things that are going to offend him or bother him, just jokes with him, this all surface conversation, because she's afraid she's going to lose him again if she's real. She's going to leave the ex-boyfriend behind. And she's going to let him know it just doesn't work for her. And he's typically going to blow up her phone and come over and knock on the door. And she's got four brothers and mom, and she's going to block him. And she's going to, you know, if it gets hairy, she may have to call the police, but she's going to take a stand and really, you know, do everything she can to kind of have no contact with the old boyfriend. These are very manipulative relationships. So I think that this will maybe be a little back and forth for a minute. I don't think she's going to go back to him. And then she's going to get a hold of the new relationship and apologize and just say, you know what? I blew it. And he may not. Look, he may not be open to seeing her. He's feeling betrayed. He's feeling hurt by her. And she did. She blew it. She made a huge mistake. But she told him, I'm going back to my old boyfriend. So he's going to be upset with her. He is upset with her. So I said, all you can do is clean it up. You know, you go and he may want to hear you. He may not want to hear you. You make an attempt. You own it. You apologize. You clean up your mess. You let him know that you're struggling with some stuff and you're seeking some counseling. You're trying to figure yourself out and you're hoping that he can forgive you. And if he's upset, you want to hear about that. You know, if he may be mad. He may say, well, you know, you hurt me and I don't want to talk to you again. And he may need to vent a little bit. You need to kind of stand there and take it. I don't mean take abuse, but you may need to stand there and hear what he has to say and hear him out. I mean, he's got his feelings too. So this is where she gets to have accountability and realize that she matters. What she says matters. What she does matters. And that was probably the crux of the session, was to realize that she matters. That's the whole point of this, is she mattered all along. It wasn't her fault that her daddy left. She mattered. She always did matter. And I think what she's got to let her dad know is that it seemed like I didn't matter to you. So I'm saying I matter. And her dad's going to say, of course you mattered. I never wanted you to think that. I mean, that's just the lie she's believed her whole life. I mean, she's just barely 16. So her whole life, she believed I didn't matter. So that was the moment, the aha moment for her today, was I do matter. And she does. She matters. Her feelings matter. Her needs matter. Her self-expression matters. What she wants matters. All of these things. Everything she is matters. And so if she matters, then her relationships matter. How she feels inside of the relationship matters. And also what she says and what she does matters. And so her integrity matters. Her grades matter. Her future matters. You know, when kids figure out that they matter, then they realize that they have a future to live into, because if they matter, they can do something that matters. And I said, you need to get your homework turned in on time. You need to get your grades up. This is a smart girl. And go to college. And again, make something out of yourself, because you do matter. You are important on the planet. And what contribution can you be to humanity, to other people? Because you matter. And be around a man, be around friends, be around people that treat you like you matter. That was the takeaway for her today. So she's going to go and have a conversation with this new boy. We'll see how he deals with it. You know, he may not want to talk to her. He might. We'll see what happens. But for her, no matter what, she's got a mess to clean up with him. She was out of integrity. And she couldn't let him honor her because she never honored herself. And for her to recognize that, he's already given her something. He's already been a better boyfriend to her in, you know, a month than the other boyfriend was in 4 years, because he showed her her value. He showed her her real worth. And that sometimes is the gift that we get from people in passing. So make sure you're in relationships where you know you matter, and you take on your life as if it matters, because it does. And you do matter. Your thoughts matter. Your feelings matter. Your pain matters. You know, how you live matters. Your contribution matters. What you say, what you believe, you know, what you say to yourself, it all matters. Bottom line, you matter. She matters. And that was the beautiful moment today that I had with a beautiful client. I'm just sharing this with people out there. I love what I do. I love working with people. And those aha moments are what I live for. So if you want to reach out and come see me or do a phone session, Zoom session, or an in-person session, I would love to talk to you. You can reach me at healwithkimille.com, H-E-A-L with K-I-M-I-L-E.com. You can also text me. 801-809-2222. You matter. Have a beautiful day.